To welcome everyone in the meeting, our guests as well. As you know, before we start the meeting, we do introductions so that we know who is here and take it from there. And as far as networking is concerned, we always have new people whenever we have our meeting. Some from the department, some are just observers from the public wanting to know what we are doing with our taxpayers. I mean, with our tax, the taxpayers will always be here to monitor us. Before we get to apologies, let us do the introduction. And Alvin Killian has just sent a message today. She's on her way. She had a little challenge at home, but she is coming. I think she'll be here any time. Thank you very much. Bugani and our people sitting at the back there, can you quickly do the introduction that we do the report?
Oh. Good morning, Chair, honorable members, colleagues. My name is Ivan Ntembo from the Minister.
My name is Shane and honourable members. My name is Madison Timber from UBS.
Morning everyone. My name is Andy Longoma. I'm from PMG.
Morning Chair, honourable members. My name is Betty Vetra from CETA.
Morning Chair, honourable members. Tanya Abraham from CETA.
Morning. My name is Jason Mbakuli from Certain Commission Technology.
So, that's information technology. CETA.
Good morning, Madam Chair and honourable members. My name is Sipho Aba Funani Nengobela, and I'm from CETA.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. My name is Rafiwe Mosin from CASA.
Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members. My name is Bethuel Makola from CASA as well.
Morning, Chair. Morning, honourable members. My name is Chris Kogan. I'm from Sydney. And as the Chairperson mentioned, I'm just here to monitor. Thank you.
Good
morning, everybody. Report to your committee.
The guests would like to know who the members are.
Oh, sorry. It's these new sound systems that got me confused. Cameron Kennedy, member of the committee. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, my name is Marion Shin.
Good morning, my name is Nick Kuno.
Morning, my name is Nobuzola Ndongeni.
My name is Sigrid Sotesi. Can you go through apologies? When you say state information technology, blah, 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 I thought it's a new committee because we're used to this abbreviation. So, Utasa, Sita, what? Thank you very much. Hajara?
Good morning, members. We have an apology from Ms. Kita Barker and the Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much. We do the apologies. We'll start with our report before we do the minutes. Usually we end up with the minutes, so to exclude everyone, and the committee deals with the minutes and other stuff that to confess the committee. And before we adopt this report here, we usually go through a vigorous exercise of corrections, making sure that the document is up to standard, the required standards. And I think it's only fair that we thank Honorable Killian and Honorable Shane for having done a stealing job. Some of us, you know, didn't do our role. By the time I looked at the document over the weekend, I've seen a lot of correction from Killian. It was like rewriting the report, and I just perused through the corrections there. But we are going to do the corrections of the corrections. You know, everyone must have a say to make sure that we have a collective, you know, ownership of the report. And really, thank you very much. And we know that what we are doing is on behalf of the committee. When the report is finalized and adopted, we have that collective ownership that if we do blunders, it's a collective blunder of the committee, and we should carry equal responsibility. but we trust that the people who have, you know, done the job did a very good job. We've got the document this morning, the final document we received this morning, and I think members will have some time as we, you know, we try to be multi-skilled. As we do the corrections page by page, you also look at the new information that may be not captured in the report. But as far as I have looked at it, I think almost everything has been captured. But let us do justice and go through the report page by page. Let's make sure we all have the new document that was sent yesterday. Do you all have the same document? Okay. We do. Okay. Shall we then start with page one? Page two. Page three. I'm trying to go a bit slow because we've just received the final document. Yeah? Okay. Page five. On which page four. Are you on page four?
No, I'm on page five.
Okay. Over Mackenzie, note that as well.
Thanks, Chair. On page 4, under methodology point 4, the annual reports of the department and all entities except the dot ZADNA. I mean, that dot is part of its name. Am I correct? Okay, thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Under methodology, which line?
First line.
Okay. No. Got it? Okay, thank you. Robert Shea? Was it the same? Because I saw him to press up.
Yeah, but on page 5.
Okay. You okay?
The first line of page 5 is, it wasn't, I put through a correction on it, but obviously wasn't accepted. Because it says that the committee source documents consulted was the annual reports. Well, it's on page 4 of the original document, but on the final printout that I've got today, it's at the top of page 5.
Okay, please refer us to the pages so you don't get lost.
Okay, at page 5.
Of the new report.
Of the new report.
Okay.
Okay. At the first line at the top, we did not interrogate the annual report of the department or any of the entities because they only arrived, we only had our access to them at the earliest, the day before the event. So we hadn't had time to read them and interrogate them. So I think that is actually incorrect. I put in there a change, which actually highlighted the fact that we did not get these documents in time to interrogate them. I want to know why that wasn't accepted. Because it's factually incorrect as it stands.
Can you just give the change again, Ms. Shin? It's my fault. I probably overlooked it.
I don't know, I have to get my change up here.
I have your document, but
you can pack it later.
I've got it here. The third bullet point includes DTPS annual report.
Sorry. Under DTPS annual report, I said DTPS annual report and financial statements for 2016. And those of its entities were not interrogated by the committee, as the annual report and final statements were only made available to the committee on the day of the presentation.
Okay. sometimes the printer, do you understand?
Oh, thank you very much. The one that I have is a different story, but I'll catch up. Thank you. That is page 5 of the new document, page 6 of the new document. Maybe you should go under that. Okay, page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23. Page 24. Page 25. Page 26. Page 27. Page 28. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
Mr. McKean.
The other one.
You have bewitched me. Honourable McKenzie.
Thank you, Chairperson. Page 33. 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points, 5 bullet points from the bottom. The committee noted that CETA, in collaboration with the Western Cape government, connected 1,037 schools, of which 382 are in rural areas. Unless the rural areas have changed. And then the next bullet point, the committee noted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. With a correction, page 34. Page 36. 37.
Chair, first bullet point on 38. The committee referred to its oversight visits conducted and stated that some SAPO retail agencies, because some were in very good state. And then the third bullet point, the committee was of the opinion that due to its weak public image, take out it and put in the SAPO. So take out it, because if you say the committee was of the opinion that due to its weak public image, that means the weak public image of the committee. It should be the committee was of the opinion that due to its weak public image, the SAPO. So take out it and put in the SAPO. Or you can say due to the SAPO's weak public image, it lost various customers. So one of those its must become the SAPO. And then can I suggest it might not be able to get its customers back. Put a full stop after back and just remove those words to their customer base. And Chair, just I apologize, I wasn't able to mail this stuff in time. I have a real problem with my mail. Talking of cybersecurity, I get 600 mails a day from spammers in China with Chinese addresses and stuff, and it just spams, it floods my mailbox, floods it, to the point where I can't actually work with it. It crashes my system. So I'm just telling you. Then, Chair, on the same page, the committee down at the bottom, second bullet point from the bottom, the committee was informed that six senior posts have been filled. I'm just going to suggest some editorial changes. The committee was informed that six senior posts have been filled, then put a semicolon, it's a dot and a comma, have been filled, comma. The chief financial officer position was still vacant, semicolon, and then but NMISA had minimal vacant posts in the current financial year. I think that reads a bit better.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair McKenzie. Page 38, ne? Page 39. Page 40. Page 41. Page 42. Over McKenzie, that's page 42.
Yes, thank you. The first line, first bullet point, to which CETA donated ICT hardware and then take up S received the necessary support. Then on the third bullet point, I don't think consequence management applies to this particular point because they're saying board members and senior executives were threatened from outside sources and stuff. So ensure that measures be implemented to protect senior executives and board members who are threatened with their lives. So you can take out and that firm consequence management is in place because it doesn't, consequence management refers to something that happens within the organization that you can hold people in the organization as a result of their actions. And this, I don't think we were talking about threats coming from people within. It was external threats that the executives needed to be, we were talking about protecting them. We were talking about protecting them. So I don't think that consequence management applies here.
So we remove that one, that's the firm consequence management, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, so you're just saying, should that measures be implemented to protect senior executives. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is that all on page 42? Yeah. Okay. Page 43, Andrew McKenzie.
Once you see four bullet points down, I think there's a highlight on that bullet point that shouldn't be there. Thank you, Chair.
Number Sheen.
Yeah, just a little one. Point 17.6, we need to bold NMISA to be consistent with the rest of them. You know, we say on CETA, on SAPO, just needs to be bold.
Thank you. And page 43? 44? Page 45. Oh, this one has push 45.
Okay.
Yeah. The other one is 45. Yeah. Members, it brings us to the conclusion of our report, BRRR, that we now have to move for adoption of the report. And thank you, Honorable Mafulo, for coming. Came at the right time on in this full quorum. Honorable Mafulo, I think you know her. She used to be with us. She went to other committees. She came back with us. She's an old new member. Thank you very much. Can we move for the adoption of the report with a correction? Honorable Mackenzie, Honorable Goldenhoff, thank you very much. The report is duly adopted. Thank you.
Chair, I think this is the first time I've had a BRRR report where I haven't had to redo all the numbering conventions. We seem to have finally got it right, that we're a decimal, a metric country, and that a comma isn't denotes thousands, but it denotes a decimal place. And I think this was consistently correct. So thank you to the people who did the report.
Thank you very much. Honourable
Mackenzie? Chair, any members of our staff responsible for this report? Because I think they should be in that state. Thank you.
I was coming to that, Honourable Mackenzie, that I should say we must thank the secretary. You know, she has done her best. We have a problem in our committee. We still don't have a contract advisor. We don't have a researcher. So she just, swimming through the tide. So we're trying as much as we can to tolerate, you know, the mistakes that are there. We understand what she's going through. We also have the same problem if you don't have a researcher. So we're just trying our best. And thanks to the teachers, they're always, you know, up to it to make sure that the content, the language, commas, and the dot on the I, everything's just up to scratch. Thank you very much. We say each one teach one. Yeah. We learn every day. And we have Eric Boss. How do you say?
Boskati.
Boskati, yeah. He's the content advisor for NSOP, but always, you know, trying his best, even if he has too much in his hands, but he makes some time for us and assist the secretary to make sure that the reports and all other documents are just up to scratch. We thank him in absentia. One day we'll see him. Always request that he comes and attend the meeting so that you can know him, you know, associate a face with the name. Thank you very much. So the report is adopted. You can now come to minutes. We have three sets of minutes here. That is the minutes for 5 September. 5 October and 10 October. 4. That is 5 September, 3 October, 5 October and 10 October. Can you make sure that you have all the documents?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with the 5 September. Honorable Chatabate is not here. I just wanted to confirm if there's no H in surname, KH or TA, something like that, but she'll explain whenever she has time to come to the committee. Page 1, all the names corrected correctly. Ms. Mackenzie?
Yes, Mackenzie Zulume.
Okay. Page 2, Honorable Sheen?
Dr. Mahaffey got an extra D. And,
I'm not quite sure, Mr. Masuta, what the AI is in front of that. Artificial intelligence, I presume.
Okay, good. Okay. No data. That is Dr. S. Mohapi. Okay. Maybe they wanted to write the college, not Dr. Kelly.
Doctor, doctor.
Yes. Thank you. And page 3? Honourable Mackenzie?
Chair, just a matter of grammar on the first bullet point. Mr. Shilembe, Director General. Whoever does the typing always leaves a space after the hyphen. It shouldn't be. There should be no space there. It should just be closed. Can you see after that between
yes.
Director and General?
Mm.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other correction on the page? Nothing? Page 4? Page 5? Honorable McKenzie?
Chair, on the third bullet point, the committee cautions the department to avoid the submission of presentations. So there should be an S there, and also presentations in the next line should also have an S at the end. Thank you.
Thank you. Page 6. Okay. With the corrections, can we move for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th September? Honorable McKenzie? Second now. Honorable Dugani, thank you very much. The minutes for 3rd October, page 1.
I don't have page 2 here. Page 3.
I'll just say page 2 even if I don't have. Okay. Open McKenzie. You too.
2 and 4.
Oh, see, so other pieces are missing.
The Democratic Alliance has all the pages.
Not yet 2019, but it's noted. On machine?
My question is for page 3.
So
it's all on page 3. You say page 2? We're just listening to the correction, but you don't have page 2.
Okay, so do you want me to go ahead and
We trust you, go on.
Okay. You're the only one that does. On page 2, at the top, underneath Mr. R. Nkuna, it's got a 6. An arbitrary 6 is just there, so that must be removed. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Arbitrary 6?
On the top of page 3, we've got Mr. MTD, and his C, Chief Executive.
Okay.
And we've also got the AI on page 2, I missed that one, the AI, Mr. Machini this time.
Okay, thank you. At least we are not equal to DA. You're welcome, Over Killian. We have noted your apology. I can see you are still trying to catch your breath. Just calm down. Okay, thank you very much. Are we done with page 3? Page 4? Page 5? Page 6. With all the corrections, can we adopt the minutes of the 3 October? Honorable Gordon North? Second down? Thank you very much. Can we just come to the minutes of 5 October? Page 1. Turn up page 2 again.
Yeah, on both of those, that's page 2.
Yes.
Same here.
By the machines on strike.
I think your members are being sabotaged.
I think so.
So yeah, you sabotage.
And
I see this. Yeah, factionalism.
There's a suspect, yeah.
Honorable
is
the first one.
Page 2? Page 3? Honorable McKenzie?
I hope I have a later set. Under opening remarks by the acting chairperson, third line towards the end, to the CEO's Peter to do the presentation, then there's a full stop after presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Page 4. Ruth McKenzie.
Halfway down the page, presentation by the side of the post office. Mr. Barnes, the CEO, made the presentation on behalf of Mr. Barnes, the CEO.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
He's reporting to himself.
Very clearly. One man. Thank you.
Serge Payne? Page 6. Can we move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Mackenzie, Honorable Killian, thank you very much. Honorable Killian, when we are not here, we don't want to wait for that day when we speak next to your coffin. That we have done a very good job together with the Honorable Sheen. It really see the situation. We're just confessing that some of us didn't play our role as required, and we apologize for that. Thank you very much to the two ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it means we're going to have the women's president, eh? Off the record.
Well,
off the record.
Maybe not now.
colleagues?
Did you begin?
We have the last set of this. The last set of minutes of the 10th October, page 1.
Are you standing for President Chair?
I will.
Yes,
yes. I will.
Honorable Sheen?
Yes, on page 1, under the agenda, there's a spacing problem for the three lines. It should have to be two lines. You move from there, that, and then the white paper, RCT white paper.
Is it on page 1?
Yeah. Yeah. Under the agenda, we just need to rework the alignment of the...
Okay. Thank you. Notice. Page 2. And what's there?
This artificial intelligence keeps creeping into the DTPS. It's the fourth name, AI, Ms. Madlanga. Madlanga.
Madlala.
And D for Mr. Mabuza. These strange letters keep popping up.
Is it Madlanga?
Yeah, there's AI. AL
at the beginning.
AL and D must go.
D, Madlala, Madlanga.
Yeah, just that letter just need to come up.
Look for the names.
I don't know, but this is what it looks like.
Look there. Madlanga.
I think there's a problem once you make the copy.
Madlanga.
Where did that come from?
Typing error or the machine or something.
This
is the printed one from the original. This is the printed one with this piece of Master Tom. Obviously, there's various phases.
Do you have, how many printouts do you do? This is my
original
this morning.
This minute is really a spoiler to this very good report that we've gone through. You know, it spurs excitement. Okay, the correction is noted. Okay. That is page 2. And page 3. Honorable Mackenzie?
Chair, it's a naming convention. I see on the first, second, third, fourth, third paragraph towards the end, as well as a rapid deployment policy, including proposals on establishing the open access wireless network, which is the AUN, compared to the WAON, which is the Wireless Open Access Network, which we've been using up to this date. So do you want to make an AUN or a WAON?
Mr. McKenzie, I'll just say the third paragraph.
1, 2, 3 paragraphs down towards the end of it.
The paragraph starts with the most significant.
Second last paragraph,
right. Go down to the
third
line.
There's a difference between a line and a paragraph. So when you say the third paragraph, we write down, or say, okay.
And then it's the third line from the bottom of that paragraph, with proposals on establishing the open access wireless network, which is the acronym for that would be an OWN. And we've been calling it up to now in the ICT white paper, we've been calling it a wireless open access network, a WOAN. So is it an OWN or a WOAN?
You need to move the wireless up to the front.
Wireless open access network.
Thank you, Chair.
WOAN.
Getting educated, yeah? Page 3, Ombudsman? Yes. Okay.
Not a major thing, not as significant as Honourable Mackenzie, but I'll throw in my little bit. The very first paragraph on the first line, it's just the apostrophe S is at the wrong side of the S. It's the department
apostrophe, and then S. Department delegation includes, including guests and observers. At the top, just after the attendance register.
Noted. Thank you. Over McKenzie.
Chair, also in the same paragraph, at the end of it, to chair the committee meeting very effectively.
Thank you very much. Page 3, are we done? Okay. Page 4. Page 5.
Again, dot zot now.
Dot zot now. On page 5.
Yeah, top, the top.
Okay, yeah. Page 6. Page 7.
Sorry,
Chair. Done.
Sorry, on page 6, under presentation by the Department of Telecommunications, Mr. Nkuna, Director General, again, we have that convention with the space. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All the corrections, can you move for the adoption of the minutes?
Seven and eight.
Is it?
Seven and eight.
I don't have that. Okay. Those who have the pages? Okay. Page 7, over McKenzie.
Thank you, Chair. At the top of page 7, second line, deployment plan and also fiber.
I would say you should insert rollout, deployment.
That is, we have the first bullet. Is that the one you're referring to?
Not actually a bullet. Bullet starts on page 6.
Ms. McKenzie, will you please read the paragraph?
Yes. At the top of page 7, there are two initiatives in respect of fiber to the home, fiber to home, which include the rapid deployment plan and also fiber, I would say fiber rollout. You can't just add fiber there. You can have a warehouse full of fiber. If it's not rolled out, it doesn't do anything.
Which is an important part.
Also fiber rollout forms an important part.
Any other correction?
Yes. The next paragraph.
On the same page?
Yes, same page. Right below that one. The next bullet point. 8 lines down. However, access to funding remains. Put an S in there.
Okay.
Are you with us?
Yeah.
And then the skip the bullet points, the next bullet point then, starting, the committee raised concerns, the following bullet point, the committee, last bullet point on the page,
mm-hmm.
The committee raised concerns in respect to the lack of enforcement of reserved, and if you can insert postal areas.
Postal
areas. Then second, third, fourth line down. Between the third and the fourth. The third line, it faces and that the, I would say, insert proposed new regulator. Because as we're talking there, we're saying the cause as it is should be declared a Chapter 9, and it is already. Are we agreed?
Okay.
Then moving down one line. Then starting,
the committee was of the review, of the view that ICASA was responsible for the decline of SAPA. Wow, that's a big load to lay at their door.
That ICASA contributed to the decline of SAPA. In that it failed to enforce the reserved postal monopoly.
I'm meeting on the first correction, the other one on monopoly.
You got the proposed new regulator.
Yep.
Okay, then 1, 2, 3 lines down from that, starting just in, the committee was of the view that ICASA
contributed
to the decline of SAPO in that it failed to enforce the postal monopoly. That's more accurate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Agree? Member? Okay. Honourable Killer?
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you all.
I just wanted to come back to the issue of the proposed new regulator, that sentence, which is the second sentence in that bullet. The committee was of the opinion that ICASA as a regulator would need to be fixed in terms of the financial and managerial challenges it faces. I would like to propose that we put a full stop there, and that we start then to say members also expressed the view that the regulator should be declared a Chapter 9 institution.
That the proposed new regulator
should be declared a Chapter 9 institution to ensure that it functions free of political interference. It was not a committee decision as such. Because we have, in fact, during that meeting, we in fact highlighted the fact that the only reason why ICASA has become, by default, a Chapter 9 institution was because the broadcast component of their regulation was part of the current Chapter 9 constitution, institution. Now, because the rest of ICASA's functions are really not sort of in the broadcasting field. It was only because ICASA was the successor in law of the Independent Broadcasting Authority, which is captured in Chapter 9 of the Constitution. It's that only that component of ICASA's function.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying some members also expressed the view.
If you can rephrase that.
So what we're saying,
what is?
We're introducing a full stop,
mm-hmm.
managerial challenges, full stop.
Yeah.
It faces full stop. Then we insert, some members delete and, some members also proposed that the proposed new, or some members also suggested that the new regulator should be declared a Chapter 9 institution to ensure that it functions free of political interference.
Honourable Sheen?
Yes, Chair. We also added at that time that it's not only political interference it must be independent of, it's commercial interference as well. So it's political and commercial interference.
Noted. With the corrections, let's proceed to page 8. Honourable Gordon North is proposing closure. Honourable Kille? Okay, thank you very much. The minutes to be adopted. I think we are done with the minutes. And thank you very much for joining us.
Chair, may I raise an issue on our revised program, particularly next week's program? The revised schedule we got was that next week will be the joint meeting on digital migration. Is that confirmed? I spoke to the chair of the comms committee on Thursday, and he was unsure whether it was going to happen. He said he was unsure whether the minister would be coming, and was unsure whether that joint meeting would happen.
Before we respond to that question, I was saying let's excuse others so we can continue the business of the committee. Thank you very much. Part of the business of the committee, because even the first one was still the business of the committee. That is phase two. Gossip a little bit.
I'm feeling everybody packing each other.
Thank you.